Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Ellen is the author of the Bare Bones Biz Plan series of books. Also, Where Did the Money Go? And nobody knows about that more than she does. She actually lived that in her business. She finally got control of it and figured it out. And now she teaches other people how to make sure that they don't let their money get away from them. She's our good friend and got a big event coming up now, folks. Go to Business Makeover 2014.com and find out how to pre-register for the big event that's coming up. It's actually going on right now, right?
Well, you can pre-register right now. It's so fun. Your timing is so great because we sent out the first broadcast email last night, and it will start. The event starts on the 13th of January, but between now and the 13th, if you sign up, and it's all free, you can put your name and email address, but then you're on our list, so we remind you every day who the speaker is, and it's going to be a blast. And there'll be a new speaker every day at noon Central Time, one on the East Coast, and you can listen to it for free. Jim is one of our speakers.
Check it out. I'll be on in February, I think. So, all right, yeah. I want to shift horses and move over to. I want you to give us some tips on how to get our business plan. Pepped up and ready to go for the new year.
Well, that was a part of this whole end of year reflection. Now is a good time. I like the seasons. I like the change of the year because it causes you to reflect on what you want. And I do my best to make business planning really, really simple. So a business plan, the way I define it, is anything that helps you gain clarity about what it is that you want, mm-hmm. and then put some aligned action together and commit to it so that new thoughts.
That doesn't sound complicated, Ellen.
It's not complicated. A one-page biz plan is fine. A vision board will count. Anything that gets you out of inertia. If you notice, you walk into the office, you flip on the light, you go get your cup of coffee, you put your coat where you always put your coat, you sit down, you do the same thing every day. You get the same results over and over again. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of what you've done has led you to this really great life. One of the first exercises...
But one of these days you're going to walk in and somebody's metaphorically going to move where you hang your coat.
It's not a bad idea.
Mr. Johnson called it, who moved my cheese? You know, it's one of these days you're going to walk in. If you don't have a business plan that is looking around, part of your business plan is that you're looking around to make sure that things are where you won't be surprised where things are when you show up one morning to work, if things have been moved, if things have changed. If your business plan should help you be prepared for that so that when you show up one morning and things have moved, you can say, oh yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Here's my plan B for that. Push the button.
We were just talking about this last night with Blockbuster. My son worked at Blockbuster when he was in high school, and there was a company that had the world by the tail. They were opening up Blockbusters all over the world as fast as possible, and then Netflix started in, you know, somebody's garage on their card table, and this idea that, you know, we don't have to go to the store, we can just download a movie, and Blockbuster had it right there.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been the ones to change and adapt and present that program, but they fought it, and
this
that's
is
what
where,
so often happens.
This is where we come back to what I say, what I call Blasting Games' law of business love, and that's that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, video. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Rent them out one at a time when they come get them.
In fact, that is what we talk about during our interview during the business makeover session,
mm-hmm.
because we dig into the age of the customer and how things are changing now at an escalating rate.
That's right.
And business planning is this opportunity to pause and think about what you really, really want. And the hows, you know what, you can take a dozen different paths to get to where you want to go. You know, just to create a business that serves you, that serves your life, that creates some prosperity and freedom for you and your family, and then how you do it or what your product is, those things don't become so attached to them. Those things can change.
Well, and see, and a business plan answers questions, doesn't it? Do I have the right staff to go into the new year? Do I have enough capital to go into the new year? Do I have the right customer mix? Well, are all my customers that I have, that I count on, that I will need, that will be required for me to survive this year and to be successful this year, well, all those customers want the same thing at the end of the year as they want right now. Answering those questions is part of the business plan, isn't it?
Right, and I just call them to, you know, use the journalistic questions. What do I want? Why do I want it?
The interrogatives.
How am I going to make it happen? When? By whom?
Yep.
For whom? Basic journalism.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You can pop that business plan together.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And then when you, and here's the other thing, folks. If during this process you start breaking out in a cold sweat because you realize, whoa, I'm not going to have enough cash because my cash flow projection doesn't look right. Or wow, yeah, that customer is acting a little flaky lately. I wonder if I'm about to lose them, or whatever. That's where you have to focus.
And you know, it was interesting in the interviews that we did for this business makeover how many of these conversations went to mindset. Because when you start to see, okay, here's where I am, here's where I want to be, and there's this disparity,
Yep. You
can either panic or be inspired. You can either give up or you can get juiced up
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, here's a game to play. What can I do? Who can I call on? What spiritual strength do I need to develop? Emotional strength, physical fitness,
right.
Do I need to develop to make this happen? So much of life and business goes on between your ears, and it's, you know, business planning just causes you to have these deep, important conversations with yourself.
Well, that's exactly right. And when we come back, Ellen, I want to talk about the business planning phone call.
Okay.
A phone call that's going to be made, folks, when we come back, and we're going to talk about which call you want to be on. Right after these messages with our good friend Ellen Rohr, BusinessMakeover2014.com. Check that out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.